The Steelers' offense going into this matchup Sunday against the number one defense in the NFL. And the question posed to Arthur Smith today was from Jeff, and it was about how apparently players in the locker room yesterday were echoing a phrase from Smith on Tuesday during film study. He said, the dam is about to break offensively. And that's when Arthur Smith said, we're getting closer and there's progress being made. I don't think Mike Tomlin wants the dam to break on Sunday. I don't even think they're capable of the dam breaking on Sunday because of who they're playing. So I do not expect an offensive eruption. I do not expect big offensive numbers. I expect low scoring. I expect ugly. I expect first to maybe 14 wins the game. I'm not even going to say 17 for this game on Sunday. So that's how I see it. Malzi, if you disagree, you can do it now or forever hold your peace.
What is this, a wedding?
Charlie, can you turn this man's volume up? We can't hear Malzi. Thank you, Charlie. Charlie's researching Buccaneers all-time stat leaders right now. He wants to see where Warrick Dunn ranks on their career rushing list.
He's on a rare Bucks, Rutgers, Devils trio of stat pack. So he's like researching Ray Rice. He's got Mike Teal on the brain.
He's buying his Leroy Selman old creamsicle orange.
He's thinking
Buccaneers
of Travis Zajac right now.
Yeah.
I think the more interesting thing you said right there is the idea that Mike Tomlin does not want the dam to break.
Fittipaldo is going to join us at 5:15. He said this week in the Post-Gazette, Mike Tomlin is still pulling the strings on the offense, and if Arthur Smith had his druthers, they would not be this conservative.
Yeah, I believe that. Mike just can't let go of the idea that he can win with defense. I've said that there's an ego component to this that so many people, which I thought was unfair in the moment when it happened, because it's just true of any great coach that they almost always have a great quarterback. So many people not only just said you rode Ben's coattails, but like actively derided Tomlin in the process. Basically, you're a nobody. You should consider yourself lucky you had Ben your whole career. I can see you nodding like you're thinking maybe this should be my next argument.
Well, that last sentence I think is accurate. He should be lucky.
Okay, but like, do you think he's a complete nobody as a coach?
No, I don't ever rank him at the bottom of the NFL coaches.
I'm just saying a lot of people, I think in this town, the venom got such with him, and he probably was aware of it, where people like actively thought he sucked and was literally propped up as like a guy who was Rich Kotite, basically, propped up by Ben, which I don't ever think was true. So I think Mike has an ego, and Mike is aware of some of those comments, but Mike also just wanted to do it his way. He came in as a young coach for a very veteran team, tried to use the whip, so to speak, on the horse very hard during the regular season. They were all out of gas, learned his lesson. They won a Super Bowl in year two, never won another one. I think Mike wants to prove that defense is still in vogue, that you can still do it his way, that the recipe for being a big-time winner doesn't have to be put up a ton of points. I think he's wrong about that. I think he should gradually continue to loosen the reins. But as you have said, and I think you said right after Denver, I think you said it before Denver, this probably isn't the week to try to do that with Justin Fields. If Arthur Smith had his druthers, he'd be running a more wide-open offense. I'm not so sure going against the Chargers, who want to have the same kind of rock fight you want to have and are better equipped to win the rock fight with you than the first two teams you played. I know Atlanta won last week, but I think it would be unwise to suddenly try to go opening it up here against a team that's good on defense, can run the ball right at you, and if Justin Herbert plays, has a better quarterback than you.
I don't think it'll work because the Chargers' defense has actually been better than yours, which I've said nothing but incredibly positive things about their defense, and somehow when you look at points allowed, the Chargers have given up even fewer than the Steelers.
It's called the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, the Raiders before that, who went to Baltimore and came back from down 10.
No, I know. I'm just saying they did play the Panthers. There should always be a Bryce Young asterisk.
Well, the Steelers played the Broncos, so do we have to put an asterisk next to what they did? They got Bo Nix.
Man, that's it. If you Voltron together the best parts of Bo Nix and Bryce Young right now, I don't know if you'd have an NFL quarterback. But yes, I get your point.
I want you to grade the start of the Arthur Smith era through two games from what you've seen, not what you're projecting, not asking for Mulsey to extrapolate here, just what is your grade on Arthur Smith two games in as the new play caller?
I'm somewhere in between a B, B minus. But that should represent for people an increase. I gave him a C+, I think, when he was hired. I said, like, you could have done better. If you were going to go for somebody that, like, had a background, maybe you could have found somebody else.
Somehow become more impressed with him after two games that yielded one touchdown.
I do think that he sequenced plays better. I think he seems to have a better feel. Like, you know what's something that I think is impressive for him? He has still managed to find ways to have George Pickens getting open, either against single or beating double coverage. When we and everybody else that plays the Steelers knows, he's the only guy they have that can threaten you downfield. The fact that Pickens has had a 51-yarder wiped off the board, had a long catch against the Falcons, was wide open for a 3rd-and-11 conversion against the Broncos. And again, I'm grading on the curve of I agree with the idea that Tomlin is kind of neutering them a little bit artificially. He has managed to get their best player open when everybody knows that he is their only option. I have to give him some credit for that.
I don't give him a ton, and I'm not going to make this a negative. I'm not going to go hammer time on Arthur Smith either. I think that that's actually been more about what the other teams thought of their corners and matching up with Pickens. Now, making Pickens more of an emphasis in the offense and saying, hey, if they're going to only go with Sertan or Terrell on him,
make sure
you get him the ball. Yeah, so I think I'll give him credit for that. I don't think that either team, though, like, went out of their way. They thought their corners could take Pickens out of the game, and they were wrong. When you pay a corner $20 million a year, use a top 10 pick on him, I think hubris sets in, like, we don't need to give this guy help. He can match up with the guy, and I think the Steelers, to some extent, exploited that.
He's a hard grade, though. I mean, it's a hard...
Give me B or B minus. You said in between. Yeah, I don't even know what to write down now.
Well, it's a hard grade because you put a weird caveat on it. Do you agree, first, just quickly, yes or no, with Ray Fittipaldo's basic assertion about Tomlin and the offense?
To an extent, I do, but here's
that wasn't a basic yes or no, Malte.
Okay, you're right. Damn it. Then I'm going to say no because I wanted to explain myself.
Okay, then explain yourself.
The reason why I say no is this. I think that Arthur Smith has a lot of the... He is an offensive coach, unlike Tomlin. But I think his offensive personality jives with Tomlin. There was a stat last year that said, this is a stat, running with a lead in the second half. So when you have a lead in the second half, what is your percentage of running plays?
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers were 1, and the Falcons were 2. So both teams had the mindset of, when we get a lead, let's not necessarily put our foot on the throat of the opponent and stay aggressive. Let's run the ball, bleed clock, and try to win the game the old Bill Cowher way.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith did that. So that's why I think, in addition to having great references like Dick LeBeau and Ken Wisenhunt and all the ex-Steelers, Russ Grimm, who went to Tennessee, his personality fits what Tomlin likes and also what I think the owner likes. So is Mike Tomlin forcing Arthur Smith to do this? Or is he asking Arthur Smith to do it, and Arthur Smith obliges because he believes in the same things as Tomlin? I think it's that, Chris.
Well, you don't hire a coordinator for Mike Tomlin if Mike Tomlin still wants to play conserva ball, who's going to go high-flying air raid. So you were going to automatically and artificially
limit your
search.
He didn't hire Clint Kubiak. He hired Arthur Smith.
Well,
to your
the
point.
owner's the other bigger part of this too, even more so than Tomlin. I still think the owner likes to go along with that idea too because he thinks it's 1977 sometimes, and Tomlin probably wishes he was coaching ball in 1977. I'm going to give Arthur Smith.
Although football has looked a lot more like 1977 lately.
Well, I'm going to give Arthur Smith a little. That's part of the reason I could grade him a little more favorably because a lot of offenses haven't been good and they've turned the ball over.
So are you going up to a B on a one touchdown performance through 2 weeks?
No, I'm going B minus still. Okay. You know what he's done? One thing that's like very basic that I think is good. There's two things. One, I just don't think that they look so predictable that you're hearing people like laugh and say, we know exactly what the Steelers are going to do because the guy running the show offensively like literally doesn't belong in the league. Where Canada, it was a valid critique. You could just tell he kind of just called whatever came into his head. There was absolutely nothing in terms of sequencing. I think Smith understands how to sequence. He's been a good enough offensive coordinator to get head coaching job. He understands that. He's also put play action back into their arsenal.
And
it hasn't always worked, but it's been like a look people have been craving that I think, in theory, is going to continue to make Justin Fields' life easier. And so just the re-implementation of something that was completely phased out, really because of late Ben not wanting to do it, and then Canada just kind of kept that going, I'm glad that they are starting to do that again. It's just like a very basic thing in football that they inexplicably did not do. Justin Fields, I saw a chart. It was percentage of like time that that teams used play action, basically. The Steelers were near the top of the league, and Fields was like reasonably effective in those on those plays. Like they were net positives. Not by a ton. They weren't as good as you'd want them to be, but they were still solid. And so I do think he is catering to what he has, by and large, with this. And so maybe a B-minus is a reflection of the fact that I just don't think they have a ton of horses to rely on here.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.